Maybe it's chilly enough to make a campfire. That leads into our next guest in a roundabout kind of way. You know, childcare is one of the key essential services needed to get and keep our economy rolling, and families and employers alike are counting on the availability of childcare slots to get everybody back to work. But you bet businesses have been hard by the pandemic, so we talk about it. Campfire West Michigan 4C is on the ground every day, a longtime institution of trust, of course, providing hand-to-heart business support and more. So we talk about this on-the-ground look at West Michigan's child care sector with you. CEO of Campfire West Michigan 4C, Vice Chair for the Great Start Collaborative of Kent County, Shanae Edmund Burley. Good morning to you, Shanae.
Good morning, Shelley. So glad to be with you.
Appreciate you. On the phone is the rule, but one day back in studio. So talk about you, Shanae, and Campfire West Michigan 4C.
Absolutely. Campfire West Michigan 4C is really in the business of supporting quality, affordable child care. Honestly, about 70% of what we do is in the area of supporting businesses and professionals. We're a long-standing organization. We've been doing this for about 40 years. We reach deep and with working with businesses and professionals. We're in 26 counties.
Goodness.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
And our reach is about 70% of the child care infrastructure.
And how important is the campfire?
Well, we've got to keep that light going.
Nice.
With everyone, and so that is keeping our child care infrastructure in business.
How does your work impact the community, and help us understand the important role child care plays, Shanae?
Well, you know, I think the most settling feeling is when families can know that their children are well cared for, that they're safe, they're eating nutritious food, and that they are learning all day. And particularly, we work with mostly family homes and group homes, and they're caring for the littlest of our members of our society, and those are children 0 to 3, 0 to 4 years old. This is a critical time in the development of children, and child care is one of the most essential businesses and services keeping our economy going. So what Campfire does is help folks actually get into the business of child care. And we do that by really walking them through that licensing process and even providing some support for all of the fees that have to happen. And then staying in business is a big deal because there's a lot of educational requirements that they must meet every day. And I think we're important, particularly in this pandemic, because there are about 39%, as our records are showing, that are open, serving, of course, essential workers. And so that's 60% that are closed. And as we begin to shift toward reopening, I think that reopening and making sure childcare is available is top of mind for both families and employers. Employers are pretty hot and heavy on this. You know, and so what we're doing is helping them navigate all of the options for helping them get back to work and reopen. And one of the things is working with our county on the crisis team that's actually helping the ones that are open now get the products and services that we're all clamoring to get. That's pretty tough. And the other thing that I think is pretty powerful is this, a game changer. About a week ago, the state actually was able to draw down some of those CARES Act funds. And that has changed the game because they made dollars available, significant dollars available for child care businesses, in particular the family and group homes, where these child care businesses could actually get somewhere between $3,200 to upwards to $6,000 for the next 3 months. That's pretty powerful.
Talking about power and kids, put them together. We've got a great future ahead of us. Shanae Edmund Burley, CEO of Campfire West Michigan 4C and Vice Chair for the Great Start Collaborative Kent County, talking about this on-the-ground look at West Michigan's child care sector. How have the child care businesses you work with, the impact during the pandemic, more on the response, if you would?
Yeah, on the response in terms of what?
Just moving forward?
Oh yeah.
Where do you move forward?
Because of all of these options out here, Shelley, one of the things is that what we're doing is helping folks actually get access and navigate all of the options to help them stay open and get reopened. That 60% that aren't open now. And it's letting them know about the opportunities and walking them through the processes. In some cases, we're actually filling out applications. Just the other day, we reached out to all of our family homes that were English as a second language, and 86% of them did not know about the options that were available to them. For example, this nearly $5,000 that they could get for April, May, and June to get themselves situated, stay afloat, and get back into full charge. And so that's just the kind of things that we're doing, is helping them navigate that and know about the options.
Tell us about the State of Michigan's Child Care Relief Fund.
Yeah, about 5,000. So here's the deal. In that CARES Act, $3.5 billion was made available, and our state was able to draw down $100 million. And then they coupled this with $30 million to grit this to the child care sector. And this is absolutely a game changer because of the amount of money that's made available. And about 40% of the child care homes and centers have actually accessed this money and put in their application, but you still have that 60%. So the early adopters are making it happen, and this is where Campfire West Michigan 4Cs comes in, is that we're helping those who are needing a little bit more help. Maybe they don't have the technology. Right now, the applications are only in English. Some of them have spotty internet because they're in rural areas. Some of them may not necessarily have the technological savvy. So we're helping them fill out those applications, walking them through the process, and making sure that they are going to be in business for all of us and for our economy.
What more do you need from the community, Shanae?
I think what we need is obviously support for Campfire West Michigan 4C, and we need business partnerships that will help us, in particular because we are working to help them improve their quality. We need books, and so we're looking for partnerships around getting child care homes. 90% of these child care homes and group homes are getting subsidized, because the average wage is roughly about $10.36. So they're struggling themselves, and they need these partnerships. And so that's what we're asking the community, to partner with us to help to get the word out. If you know someone that's a child care a home or worker, would you actually have them call Campfire West Michigan 4C at 451-8281? And we can walk them through the process.
Very nice. What other way do we find out more information or resource, Shanae?
You can visit our Facebook page at Campfire West Michigan 4C. You can visit our website at Campfire West Michigan 4C as well. And one more thing is that one of the things that some of the homes need are, I'm wondering if they're retired financial bookkeepers, accountants, that are out there that could help do some financial counseling, because we're hearing that as another opportunity to help them stabilize their businesses and be prepared for what's to come.
Thank you for your service in the role of CEO of Campfire West Michigan 4C and Vice Chair for the Great Start Collaborative of Kent County, Shanae Edmund Burley. All right. Enjoy your days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're good. Sorry, I was a little slow
there
today.
You're all good. Bye, buddy.